I never have bothered with it myself.
Does a lot of work, I imagine.
Yeah, you're right.
Did they have it like stacked up on top of each other, you know, see pictures, they're kind of
zigzag.
Now, what about close to the bar? Did you have a place that was fenced off there?
Yeah, you'd have a where you had your stables and things fixed for your horses, and maybe a milk cow and the mules. Well, you'd fix a lot there. It would have about an acre, 2 acres in it, where you could turn them out and let them take exercise and grazing a lot.
Do you ever have a place out in the field where you might pin up the cows to milk them, or?
Well, years ago, I did fix places where you could gather them up, and never did milk them, though. Just gather them up in the spring of the year where you could tame them and keep them maybe a month or two. You separate the cows from the calves, and the cows would go out and graze all over the woods, and in the evenings, why, they'd come back to the calves. Put them in a pen with the calves for the night. Next morning, you separate them and turn the cows out again.
What'd you call that area where they were?
Cow pen.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
What about hogs? Did you ever raise any of those?
Yeah, we had hogs in the woods, yeah.
They had them out in the woods, too?
Oh, yeah, they just went in the woods and raised itself. Feed on the acorns and whatever they could gather to feed on. You wanted to get some of them, why, gather them up, why, you go out there and you'd have a dog that would find them and be them, and you'd go there and catch what you wanted. Put them in a wagon, carry them home.
Would you have a place you'd pin them up then close to the house?
You'd have a pen that you put them in, feed them, and until they got large enough, fat enough, and then you'd butcher them. That's where a lot of people got to make
sausage. Yeah. I got a whole page of stuff about butchering the hogs and if
I could find an essay or something.
Just talking to different people in different places, you know, how they. Different people had different ways of doing it, you know, in different parts of the country, so.
Well, you don't do none of that now. All that's in history.
Yeah, that's right. Not too many people still.
You raise a hog and a cow now, you can find and just feed. Back along then, why, he just raised himself. On an average.
Didn't have to worry about them roaming around getting run over by a car.
Wasn't nothing to run over them, but the wagon.
You go slow enough, you could see them before you got there.
Wasn't nobody going very fast.
What kind of parts would you use of the hog when you butchered them?